Andy Halliday has come to join us. Andy, what does that feel like to score on your debut?
Yeah, well, obviously a lot of mixed emotions I'm feeling just now. It was obviously a massive high when I scored that goal, but at the same time, just devastated for the fans and for Fergie and most of all the boys. I mean, you can see the commitment they put into that today was unbelievable. Obviously, in my opinion, I've said that I thought that Middlesbrough were one of the best footballing teams in the league, but since I don't think Middlesbrough have ever had as many chances as we had today and created as many. And I tell you what, the desire the boys showed to play for the gaffer and play for the club was second to none.
What were the conditions like for the time you were out there?
Yeah, well, I couldn't catch a breath myself, so it was my first game for a while, but it was slightly windy and obviously the pitch was cutting up a little bit, but it's the same for both teams, I suppose, and it's testament to us because we still managed to play some football on it and created, well, couldn't even tell you how many chances, it was that many, but obviously when you're down there and you're struggling for results, it's just the way it goes sometimes, and we've just got to pick ourselves up. But what I will say is, it was testament to the fans because I could see a lot of clubs when they're down there and they've conceded a late goal to drop away 2 points, and a lot of them, you'd hear quite a lot of boos coming off that part, but I mean, it was a standing ovation for everyone. I think they obviously seen the commitment for the boys and obviously the gaffer's desire on the side of the pitch, it drives everyone on. So it was mixed emotions, but I enjoyed myself.
Just how far do you and Barry Ferguson go back then?
I was a youth player at Rangers when Barry was captain, and obviously I don't want to say too much, I might get a bit of stick off the boys, but obviously being a Rangers fan, it was looked up to him a little bit, and I was too young at the time, so I didn't really know him that well, but just thankfully I got obviously the opportunity to come here, and I think it's not even just me, it's the other sort of 10 and then 13 boys that you've seen out there would run through a brick wall for him, and it was there in abundance today.
Yeah, it didn't look like a Blackpool team that had lost 9 of their last 10 today, did it?
Well, I certainly didn't feel that within the atmosphere of the boys and the desire at the start to sort of, I mean, the energy about the place and the energy we took onto the field was, as I said, second to none. And as I said to the boys in there, it was obviously devastating to drop the 2 points, but if we show that sort of desire and commitment every week, then we'll certainly be doing okay.
The fans will expect this of you more often, won't they, now? A goal on your debut?
Yeah, well, I've set the benchmark for myself. It'll obviously be difficult to score every single game, but I've set the benchmark, and obviously if I can score 5-6 goals from now at the end of the season, I'll be delighted, but most importantly we'll want to pick up 3 points as soon as possible.
Was it always going to be the case that you would be starting from the bench today, did you feel?
I think the lads deserved that because they've obviously been putting in an incredible amount of work for Fergie for this week in training, so I certainly wasn't coming in to start, but I'm just happy to sort of make the impact off the bench and just do what I can to get game time at Blackpool.
And there's enough games to play between now and the end of the season to stake a claim, isn't there? Not least on Tuesday night.
Yeah, most certainly. Obviously, the boys have got to pick ourselves up and go again. That's the thing about this league. The games can come thick and fast at certain times, and hopefully the fans will sort of travel in their numbers and get behind the boys like they did today, and hopefully we can get back to winning ways.